I want to continue with the thought. I believe I preached four messages entitled John Saul. And then I got this in my heart where the Bible said unto the church of Ephesus, write. And so last week I talked about the church at Ephesus, and we called the message John Wrote. He didn't only see some things, but he was instructed of the Lord to write down some things. And I hope and I pray that it'll be a blessing. I just want to mind the Lord. I'm very mindful. I was thinking this morning early that I still like maybe a few messages finishing up Psalm 119. But don't get nervous. We'll get back to it. Amen. As the Lord leads, I'd like to finish up that section of Scripture. And I just think if you're in the field, you just need to drop the plow and plow while you're there. Amen. That's kind of the way the Lord's leading me. Let's look beginning in chapter 2, verse number 8 in the book of the Revelation. I have an interesting thought, I believe, on my heart this morning, and I hope and pray that it will interest you and be a blessing to you. Can I say something? Jesus loves the church. He said, one day upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he loves his church. And I tell you, you'd do well to love his church too. And if you're not part of his church, you see, I don't want to confuse anyone, but you can't join his church. You must be born into his church. Now, you join a local church. I understand all of that, and I'm for that. But I tell you, you can have your name on every church roll in Bloomingdale or every church roll in Kingsport. But if you've never been born again, you'll be in trouble when it comes time to leave this world. We're talking about the church of blood-washed believers, those that have been born of the Spirit of God. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus had never heard that term before, so he said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus said, no. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Let me stop and ask you this. Have you had a spiritual birth? Has there been a time in your life when the Holy Spirit of the living God fingered around your heart, proved you guilty before God, showed you how nasty you were, showed you how pure and holy and righteous he is? Been a time when you called on him, asked him to forgive you? Boy, it troubles me when you got people in very, very public places making statements like they don't ever have to ask for forgiveness because they never make a mistake. Well, I'm not making a mistake when I say that's a lie. Because if any man says he's without sin, he's lying to you. Amen. I didn't mean to say all that, but I did. I'm just glad I'm part of his church. Amen. He loves his church. A lot of pastors are worrying themselves to death. Listen to me. The pastor's not concerned for his people's not worth his salt. But I tell you, a pastor that don't remember, Brother Rose, it's his church, it ain't mine. Amen. I just have the privilege of being the under shepherd, but it's his church. And I'm just convinced he'll take care of his church. Amen. He loves his church. Verse number 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. Now here's where the message comes from, this little phrase in parentheses. He said, but thou art rich. You'll get this after a while, I hope. Amen. I hope I can get it halfway into your heart the way God's put it in mine. He said, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Can I say something before I read the rest of the text? Looking pretty bleak, isn't it? The Lord said you're going to get locked up. And the Lord said you're not just going to get locked up, you're going to die. Amen. But I want you to notice here, he said, be faithful unto death, I'll give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh, by the way, when you see that churches right there, that tells you that yes, this letter was written to Smyrna, but it was also written for every church's benefit. Amen. He said, to the churches, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. If correctly read, that's verse 8, 9, 10, and 11 of Revelation 2. Let's pray a moment. Father, we're sure are grateful this morning for our Bible. Grateful, Lord, for the privilege to stand in this place. I pray now, Lord, that the Spirit of God would, Lord, anoint the preaching of the Word of God. And Lord, that you would anoint the ears to the hearing of the Word of God. God, that we would just glean from your table. Lord, you've set the table this morning. Help us, Lord, to pull up under it and feast on the Word of God. God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to preach a little while this morning on this subject, the makings of a rich church. The makings of a rich church. It seems to me like when you read it, Jesus said, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. It seems to me like if you're looking from the outside in the days of the church at Smyrna, that it would appear that they were poor, that they were a poor church. But Jesus wanted the church to know, it might look like you're poor, but you're rich. Amen. Someone said this one time, said, if you want to feel rich, just start counting all the things that you have that money cannot buy. I believe this church had some things that money cannot buy. I believe they were a rich church in the things of God. I wrote this down. It was a statement the Lord gave me as I studied this out. A church can appear to be poor and yet be very rich. And a church can also appear to be very rich and yet be very poor. You say, preacher, how can you say that? Well, let me just read a text. We'll preach on this church after a while, God willing. But if you go over to the church at Laodicea, the Bible said in verse 17, because thou sayest, by the way, what we say ain't near as important as what he says. You see, he said to the church at Smyrna, you're rich. But the church at Laodicea was saying, we're rich. What he said here, because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and